94. I now you have a copy of 94.
Thanks. Okay, Rabosai, how are you? We have a very interesting sugya today. As we move ahead in Masechta Brachos Perakama, we saw yesterday, the day before yesterday, the Braisa that records a machlokes here on Daf Tes of an Aleph between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim. When is the latest time for Achilas Bsar HaPesach? And it all depends upon how you interpret two words in this pasuk, the Achlu Es HaBosar B'Layla Zeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, what is B'Layla Zeh? We'll derive it from the Avarti Beretz Mitzrayim B'Layla Zeh. Malahalon Ad Chatzos, Afkan Ad Chatzos. And Rabbi Akiva uses a different pasuk, and that is Bechipazon. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, you could eat the Korban Pesach throughout the night. The Gemara points out that the Mishnah at the beginning of Shas would seem to be authored by Rabbi Akiva, because the Mishnah leaves out Korban Pesach. Amongst the mitzvot that are listed here that have to be fulfilled by Chatzos, Korban Pesach was omitted. And that would reflect the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. And therefore we... Sorry, did I get it confused? What did I say here? Ve'ilu achilas psachim lo katani. Uvermini, we have a braisa that says, Kriyat Shema, Arvis v'albule psachil psach mitzvot sa'ashiyala amura shachar. Is Omar Rabbi Yosef lo kasha ha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ha Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. Thank you, Rabbi. I forgot to read the braisa before that. Now the question I want to raise with you is, how do we paskin la halacha? Now you might ask, is that so relevant and pressing today because we don't have a Korban Pesach yet? Hopefully by next Pesach we'll have one. The Mishnah says in Masechta Megillah, Zeh klal, Dover shemitzvaso bayom, kosher kol hayom. Dover shemitzvaso balayla, kosher kol halayla. And the Gemara has a rule of thumb that whenever the Mishnah uses a terminology like Zeh klal, it's coming to include something that's not specified. There are the specifics, and then there's the Zeh klal. The Zeh klal is more all-inclusive. And the Gemara wants to know, what is the ribui here of Zeh klal? Zeh klal dovish mitzvaso balayla, kosher kol alayla, lasuye mai. What are you coming to include here that's not on the list and is kosher kol alayla? And the Gemara answers, lasuye achilas psachim. Udalok Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and this is against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that the Korban Pesach can be eaten only up till and not beyond Chatzos. The Sanya v'yochlos abos b'layla zeh. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, nemer kan b'layla zeh, nemer halahalon v'yavarti ber mitzutrayim b'layla zeh. Malahalon ad Chatzos, afkan ad Chatzos. The latest time for the Achilas Korban Pesach is Chatzos, whereas the Mishnah seems to assume Zeh klal is kosher kol halayla, and that would reflect the Shita of Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So if we, before we see the Tosfos there in Masechta Megillah, if we make sort of like an interim summary of what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi holds, it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, in the case of our Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Brachos, and the Mishnah says that Heter, where is it? Kol ma she'amru chachomim ad chatzos mitzvoson ad she'yale amura shachar. Heter chalovim ve'evorim ad she'yale amura shachar. So it would seem that this Mishnah reflects the sheet of who? Again, let's just... of Rabbi Akiva. I don't know. Are we on the...
It doesn't include Psochim. So Psochim is the exception. Right.
That means the psochim is not nechal adalusa shacha, correct? All right. So good. I don't know. I got a little confused here, but let's just straighten the record. So this Mishnah at the beginning of Brachas would reflect the shita of Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. The Mishnah on the other end in Megillah would reflect the shita of Rabbi Akiva. So now, halach lemaisa, how do we paskin? So let's take a look at Tosfos in Masechet Megillah. Tosfos says that even though, despite the fact that the Mishnah Megillah reflects the shita of Rabbi Akiva, nevertheless, mikol makom nira de halacha ki Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, right? And that is that the Pesach is nechal ad chatzos. What pushes Tosfos to that position? He says, because there are two other Mishnayos, maybe even three other Mishnayos in Shas, that reflect the Shita of Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. Number one, the Mishnah in Pesachim that we discussed at great length on Monday. There it says that the Pesach after Chatzos is Metameh Es HaYodayim. And that can only make sense according to Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, that after Chatzos, we are enjoined from eating the Korban Pesach. And that's what the Gemara points out there in Arvei Pesach. Number two, V'chein, Mishnah B'Ezo Mekoman in Zvachim, also a Mishnah that reflects Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. And finally, Stoma B'Sof Perakamah de Brachos, the Gemara assumes in Brachos Daftes, that the halacha is like Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. And it says there, Maisu bo bonav shel Rabbi Gamliel mi beis hamishta omer lehem kol ma she'omru chachom ad chatzos mitzvosan ad sheyale amur ha-shachar ve'ilu achilas psochim lo ketani. Why doesn't it include this case of achilas psochim as one example of nechal kol ha-layla up until amur ha-shachar umuki lo ke Rabbi Loz ben Azariah di omer ad chatzos. Now, I don't know what's going on in this Tosfos. Is he saying that we take a count and majority rules? You know, some sort of halacha v'achri rabim lahatis. We have on the one hand one Mishnah which reflects the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and that's the Mishnah in Megillah, and against that we have three Mishnayos in Pesachim, in Zvachim, in Brachos, that all reflect the Shita of Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, and therefore we should paskin like Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. That's a little bit odd. I'm not totally satisfied with that. But rather, I think, again, don't fault me for this, but I think we sort of have to add a word to Tosfos here. When we go back to the beginning of Tosfos and he says mikomakom nira da halacha kirab lazar, I think what he means is that even though Rabbi Loz ben Azariah is usually not accepted, right, that's called halacha kirab yakiv mechaveiro, but here Tosfos says, you know what, I'm not totally convinced that principle should operate here. In other words, we have to reckon with the Shita of Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. And the reason for that is because we find consistently in three different occasions that Rebbe was so same the Mishnah like Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. It means that Shita wasn't rejected. What moves me to add a word to Tosfos that Nira, I would read Tosfos at the beginning, Nira de la loch yesh la hachmir, I would add those words, lahachmir ki Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, because we'll see in just a minute that Tosfos is not going to take the halacha like Rabbi Loz ben Azariah from beginning to the end, you know, the whole 9 yards, but rather, look what he says, in kein tzorech lemaher lechol matzah belele psachim kodem chatzos. Notice the language of Tosfos. You know, he's not telling you, the way Rava said it over there, we saw on Monday, in Pesachim Kuvchav, that if you eat matzah after chatzos, you forfeit the mitzvah of matzah. I mean, that is true according to Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, and Rava accepted Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. Tosfos is saying, tzarech lemaher, you know, in a sense, Tosfos is saying that you have to be careful, to be very, very urgent about the eating of matzah before chatzos. He doesn't say, you know, chad v'cholok, that the halacha is that after chatzos you're not yotze. I don't see that in his language, but that's not really my proof. My proof is going to be from Hallel, which we'll see in just a second. Then he goes on and he says, v'afilu matzah shel afikomen, you have to be very careful to eat the afikomen before chatzos. And why is that? Sharei chiyuv matzah bizman hazeh havi doraisa. And the chiyuv matzah bizman hazeh is derived from Karban Pesach. What I mean to say is the zman chiyuv matzah, the parameters in time for eating matzah, are derived from a hekesh to Karban Pesach. Right? There's an analogy between Pesach, matzah, umara. And if we accept the sheet of Rav Lozman Azariah, what's the latest time for Pesach? Chatzos. And by analogy, therefore, by equation, so too with regard to matzah, we should be careful to eat matzah before chatzos. But just 1 second. But that's only because the chi of matzah bizman hazeh is what? Is do, no, doraisa. That's what he says. Take a look at the language. You have it there on your page. He says that matzah bizman hazeh is doraisa, implying, again, I don't even need this extra piece here because we'll see it in Hallel explicitly, but if matzah bizman hazeh would have been what? Derabbanan, then we wouldn't have to be machmir and force you urgently to eat the matzah before chatzos. But in fact, matzah bizman hazeh is do'oraisa, and since it's do'oraisa, we have to be very careful because of the shita Rabbi Lozman Azariah and the equation between Pesach and matzah to guarantee that we eat the matzah before chatzos. Where does it happen afkemina? Where would we find a mitzvah halayla which is only derabbanan, and therefore we don't have to be machmir for Rabbi Lozman Azariah? Rabbi Osai, what's that? Hallel, aval hallel, shel achar afikomen, ein lahachmir kol kach. Do you see what he's saying here? He's saying that why is hallel different than matzah? And he says the answer is shaharei midrabbanan hu, that the institution and the obligation of eating, of reciting hallel, is only derabbanan. If would it be that the mitzvah of hallel were be doraisa just like matzah bizman hazeh, then we'd have to be machmir. But ein lahachmir kol kach. Why don't we have to be machmir kol kach with regard to hallel? Because hallel is only derabbanan.
Haven't we eaten at least one kazayas, maybe two, by the time we get to the afikomen? Why can't one of those?
Right. So we're not going into this big sugi here, but many rishonim hold that the mitzvah doraisa of matzah is the matzah that we eat for the afikomen. But that's all sugi unto itself. I think I gave a shir on that right here. But in any event, so Rabosa, let's just summarize what we have in this Tosfos. L'chatchila, Tosfos says, if we're dealing with a mitzvah doraisa, like for example, matzah bizman hazeh, we must be machmir, sofik doraisa l'chumra, because of the shita Rabbi Lozman Azariah, to guarantee that we eat the matzah before chatzos. However, if we're dealing with a mitzvah derabbanan, for example, Hallel, then the principle is that we don't have to be machmir for the sheet of Rabbi Lozman Azariah and read the Hallel before Chatzos. So we can read the Hallel after Chatzos, and that's fine. So make sure to eat your afikomen before Chatzos. Let's say Chatzos was 12 midnight. So get in that last morsel of a kazayas matzah bachron, the kazayas of afikomen before the clock strikes midnight. But then you have time to read Hallel. There's no need to be machmir for Hallel. And this sheet of Tosis here, which we'll see the Ran rejects this, but is going to be codified lahaloch. That's going to be the minig. We don't have to drive ourselves crazy to finish Hallel before Chatzos. That far we don't have to go. Rabosai, now I want to look with you together at the words of the Mechilta. V'igadeta lebincha. You remember that this Mechilta, it's so familiar to us because it's quoted a slightly different version, but the same idea in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Yochal Mirosh Chodesh. I might think that the mitzvah of Vigadat Lebincha, otherwise known as what? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, would be kicked off the beginning of that mitzvah would be Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, we don't know exactly why Rosh Chodesh, but the month of Nisan is the month of the Gula. Talmud Lomer Bayomahu. It says V'igato Bincha Bayomahu. Okay, Bayomahu. Yochol mi bodyom. Maybe I can be makabel on myself. You know, Yontif, it's after Plaga Mincha, but it's still day, and it's the 14th of Nisan. Talmud Lomer Ba'avur Zeh. It says V'igato Bayomahu Ba'avur Zeh. Because of this, and you point with the word Zeh, is Hotzesi Mitzrayim. Lo Amarti, says the Mechilta. Ella, and here's where we want to underline the next five words, Bisha Shematza Umarar Munachim Lefanecha Al Shulchanecha. In other words, the mitzvah Sipi Yitzrayim cannot be fulfilled too early, before nightfall, and the reason for that is because Bavur Zeh, there's an equation here between the mitzvah of Achila. Again, back in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, would be Karban Pesach. Now we only have Matzah Umarar, but the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzrayim is engendered or begins with Laila at the moment that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And the mitzvah of Achilas Marar is engendered, but not on the 14th of Nisan on Erev Yontif. So far, so good. So, what is the beginning point, the earliest time which I can fulfill the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, Laila? And that is because the earliest time I can fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah is Laila. And if I would ask you the next question, so why is the earliest time for Matzah Laila? The answer is Karban Pesach, because in Karban Pesach the Torah says Balayla Hazeh. Oh. Now we want to know, when is the latest time for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Let's take a look at the Minchas Chinuch, which hopefully you have the photocopy on page 2. And he says the following. Hine, Laharambam Kan. The Rambam here in Hilchas Chametzu Matzah, that's Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. Okay, let's just open up the Rambam here. I have a Rambam in front of me. So the Rambam has a chapter in Hilchas Chametzu Matzah, the sixth chapter, that's dedicated to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, which he derives from the Pasuk, Ba'erev Tochlu Matzis. And then the Rambam adds three words. U'mitzvasa kol halayla. So the Mefarshim explain that those three words, mitzvasa kol halayla, reflect the sheet of the Rambam, as the Magid Mishnah says, dekaimalon kiriyavi akiva michavero. That even though there's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva about the latest time for the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, and according to Rabbi Elazar Mazari, that's Ad Chatzos and not beyond. Nevertheless, the Rambam maintains that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach continues throughout the night. Oh, says the Minchas Chinuch, a gewaldige chiddush. I mean, it's not such a chiddush, but it's a point that we could have missed. He says, according to the Rambam, that Achilas Matzah extends throughout the night, just like Achilas Pesach. So the Rambam is very consistent. Says in Chaschinach, we could add now another footnote to the Rambam. Vaday mitzvah zu, this mitzvah, which is Chaf Aleph, namely Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Kol HaLaila. And why is that so? Because based on the Mechilta, the analogy between matzah on the one hand and Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim on the other hand, v'igadat l'bincha bavur zeh, came on the karina b'zman sheyesh bo matzah umarar munachim lefanecha, haynu b'zman shemitzuvim al matzah umarar. So the zman of the mitzvah of matzah umarar, which extends through the night according to the shitas HaRambam, is so too by equation the mitzvah of v'igadat l'bincha of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim extends throughout the night. So Rabbi Osei, if somebody came to a Seder very late, or I don't know, he fell asleep, whatever he was sick, and he wakes up and it's after Chatzos, in the middle of the night of the 15th, then the Rambam would maintain that he could fulfill the mitzvah Sipi Tzarim at that point. And why is that so? I mean, you don't find this explicitly in the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch derives it from which Rambam? The Matzah Rambam. What does the Rambam say about Matzah? Mitzvasa kol halayla. Because the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, all based on the sugya in Megillah. Because the Mishnah says, kol mitzvah shemitzvasa balayla is kol halayla. And the Gemara says, kol asuye mai, lasuye matzah, lasuye pesach. And that Mishnah reflects the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, the mitzvah of matzah is called Lila, and ipso facto the mitzvah of Sipri Tzitzrayim is likewise called Lila. Then the Minchas Chinuch adds an interesting, but a secondary, I would say, parenthetical insert, and it doesn't depend upon whether or not he's eating the matzah, he's eating the maror. Let's say Nebuchadnezzar, he has no matzah, he has no maror. Like, for example, those people who cannot eat gluten, you know, have a problem with matzah. You know about this? So apparently there's some matzah that they can get from England, Kestenbaum matzahs, at 70 shekel a box of three matzahs. It's made of oats. So I don't know, honestly, I'm not sure how that works. Because oats have no gluten. I mean, that at least that zan of oats. So I don't know exactly if you could create matzah without gluten. I don't know.
Why not?
Yeah, but I'll tell you the truth, the way I always understood it, gluten is the fermenting agent. Meaning you can't, you know, rice also you can make bread out of, but you can't be yotz in the midst of matzah with rice. And the reason for that is the Gemara says that it looks like chimutz, but it's not really chimutz. And if I'm not mistaken, again, I'm not a chemist. You know, you got to ask the chemist here. But I think gluten is absolutely indispensable for creating chimutz. But okay, I don't know. Anyway, if you're gluten-free, buy the matzah from Kestenbaum, and there's no competition. He has a...
No, they make it liquid.
They're not gluten-free.
Oh, they're not gluten-free, so why are these people eating the matzah?
Minimal amount of...
Oh, I see. It has a certain amount of gluten.
Less than 20 parts per million.
What, 20?
20 parts per million is the upper limit.
20 parts of a million?
Per million.
Wow. Well, what's that in percentage points? That's like point...
Okay. Well, 1 year came out 60, and then people said, don't use it.
Yeah. But the Gemara says nefarious, that's one of the Hamishas
Aminim. Yeah, but for example, the Gemara says also, the Gemara says that klipos hachita, you cannot make matzah from, even though it's the same min. And the answer to that is because the klipa doesn't have that agent that ferments. It's only the kernel that has that agent.
It doesn't say.
Do you follow what I'm saying? In other words, it's not enough to be me. It's not enough to be micheshes chamesh saminim. Even if I determine that what I'm looking at is a chita al pidin, that doesn't mean I can make matzah out of it. I need the kernel of the chita. So there are two dinim. There's one din that I need the species, the zan of the chita, and there's another din I need the kernel of the chita. Because the Gemara says that klipos achita, which we call today bran, right now they say everyone's into bran. Are you up on that? You know, fiber. So you eat bran, but that bran you can't make chametz out of. Okay, I'm not going to tell you to eat bran on Pesach. Maybe there are problems, you don't have a good hechsher on it. But technically speaking, you can eat bran on Pesach, because bran can never become chametz by definition. By definition, it can't become chametz. I'm not talking about Xavier's kidneys and all that, but I'm just saying on the... Okay, I'm sorry, we got off on a tangent. But anyway, the point is, the Minchas Chinuch says, whether you eat the matzah or you don't eat the matzah, you can still be yotzei the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The interdependence between matzah and Sipur is only as far as what? The Zman. It's only Allah in Zman. Fine. Ach, I'm just fast forwarding a little. Torah covers man leil tesvav the mitzuvim ala matzah. So we're looking at the mitzvah of matzah, not the actual performance of the mitzvah of matzah. That's irrelevant to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You could be mekayim Sipur without matzah, but what you need is that period of time in which we are mitzuvim ala matzah. And as long as that time period extends, we can fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur. So since the Rambam holds that the time period for the mitzvah of matz extends throughout the night, like Rabbi Akiva, therefore the Rambam would maintain that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim could be fulfilled up until Amud HaShachar. And we're going to see that the Haggadah itself seems to support this conclusion. But right now, the Minchas Chinuch is only in part one of his presentation, meaning he's now presenting a conclusion based on the Rambam and only on the Rambam. Because at this point, he says, but the Rambam is not the only game in town. You know, as much as we love the Rambam, but there are other Rishonim. He says, Avol Ashitas HaPoskim. And you see there's a little vav there. He's got a whole footnote here about which poskim it is. He's got Rashba, he's got Aran. Alright, Avol Ashitas HaPoskim, and this might be even Tosus Ashit again, Sheposku Kirabalozim Ben Azaria. So when is the latest time you can eat matzah? Who Rava says, as we saw on Monday, that you have to eat matzah before chatzos because the halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. And the mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of matzah are both limited by the same time, up until but not beyond chatzos. In came mitzvah zu, meaning Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, gam kein ad chatzos. Dehavi bizman sheyesh matzah, meaning yesh mitzvah shel matzah. Aval yachar chatzos, there's no mitzvah of matzah. And here he waxes a little poetic. He says, Havi kabo kol ha-shana. From Chatzos and on, Leil Tesfos, it's like the rest of the year, it's like Tu B'Shvat, it's like Purim. What status does Matzah have? And therefore, what status does Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim have? And so far, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim depends upon the Zman of Matzah. And therefore, V'chol ha-Pesach, the anal of Chiyuv, of Chol ha-Pesach? Okay, fine. Okay. Now, I would press the return button, V'ayin B'Rishonim. Now he's going to get back to Tosfos and try to figure out what we should do, Halacha L'maisa. Meaning, we now have two schools of thought in the Rishonim, and they hinge upon the two shitos of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva. So the Rambam is on board with Rabbi Akiva, and therefore, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim could be fulfilled throughout the night. On the other hand, we have a school of Rishonim that are on board with Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, and therefore Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, like matzah, is limited till Chatzos. And that's the way the Minchas Chinuch sees it. In other words, in his vision, it's absolutely crystal clear that the answer to our question, when is the latest time for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva. So those two are what we call interdependent Haba HaTalia. When you determine when is the latest time for Pesach, then you can answer the question, when is the latest time for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Rabosai, I have vested interests to disagree with the Minchas Chinuch, and I'm going to try to make a case for that, but as to why I'm so interested in doing so, as soon as we get to the Haggadah Shel Pesach, which is a little bit later on your page, it's actually coming up very, very quickly. But I'll tell you what I would have said. I would have said the following. That although Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria sets the limit for the mitzvah of Pesach and ipso facto the mitzvah of matzah at Chatzos, I would not accept necessarily that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is likewise limited till Chatzos. Again, what I'm saying now is totally opposed to the Minchas Chinuch. Let's get that for the record. So you could walk out of here and laugh and say, you know, Rabbi Berzel, what are you hakim in China? You know, I got the Minchas Chinuch to stand on. You know, that's a, I'm going to try to convince you that maybe the Minchas Chinuch is not correct. But before I do that, I just want to first break ground as to why I feel that conceptually the premise of the Minchas Chinuch of what I call the interdependence, right? In Hebrew it's called tlut, right? The tlut between the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not necessarily so. So let's go slowly. What leads the Minchas Chinuch? What source would clearly, explicitly lead the Minchas Chinuch and prove the Minchas Chinuch's premise that these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Matzah and the mitzvah of Sipur, are Haba Hatalia? The Mechilta. Excellent. Because the Mechilta says that in the Pasuk of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says Bavur Zeh, which means B'shoshesh Matzah Umar Munach Mufanach. I would suggest the following. The Mechilta is addressing a different question than the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is addressing the question, when is the latest time for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's not the issue of the Mechilta. The Mechilta is asking a different question, when is the earliest time for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And I would suggest the following, that Yesh Lechalek, we can make the following argument, the following distinction. The Tchilas Zman HaMitzvah and the Sof Zman HaMitzvah are two different issues. What I mean to say is the following. That there was a Havamina of Yochel Mibod Yom. And that Havamina was addressing the following issue. When is the emergence of the Chiyuv of the mitzvah of of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? When does the Chiyuv emerge? I'm just going to take a step back here for a moment. I keep mentioning to you, and you'll forgive me for it, I hock you with Brisk. You know, in Brisk, one of the most fundamental distinctions is between a Chiyuv and what? Who knows what I mean? And a Kiyuv. Excellent. A Chiyuv and a Kiyuv. For example, you could talk about the mitzvah of Tefillah, according to the Ramban, that there's no chiyuv d'oraisa, but there's a kiyuv d'oraisa. You can talk about women in mitzvah, sasechus man grom, that there's no chiyuv mitzvah, but there's a kiyuv mitzvah, and a woman gets schar if she volunteers for a mitzvah, sasechus man grom. Do you follow me? And there are millions of examples of a distinction between the chiyuv and the kiyuv. If you remember, we spoke about Kriyat Shema, and we had a wild sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis could be kicked off after Plaga Mincha. We wanted to suggest that although the Chiyuv depends on B'shar Mecha, which clearly emerges after Shkia in the earliest case, but yet there's a Kiyum Kriyat Shema before. Again, I don't want to review everything that we've been saying, but I would suggest the following. That we might want to postulate, and I'll tell you later why I have interest to do so, based on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, that there's a distinction here between the Mechilta, insofar as the Mechilta is focused on the Chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. When is the Shas Chovoso? Or in Brisker terminology, when is the Chalos HaMechayev? The Mechayev means the cause of the Chiyuv. And the cause of the Chiyuv is Matzah Umarar. To the same extent that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah before Lila, so too, there's no Chiyuv and there's no Kiyuv. In other words, what the Mechilta is trying to establish is that if you don't have a Shas Chovoso of Matzah, then you don't have a Shas Chovoso of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, our question, the Minchas Chinuch's question, is we're addressing a whole different issue. We want to know, once that Chova has emerged, meaning with Lila, how far and how long do we extend the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That might not be dependent upon Bavur Zeh. I need the Bavur Zeh Lafuki Rosh Chodesh, Lafuki Mibod Yom, to exclude a time period before I can establish a Chiyuv of Sipur, because to establish a Chiyuv of Sipur, I need Bavur Zeh when there's an established Chiyuv of Matzah. But now, if you ask me, how long does that time period for Mitzvah Sipur extend, to what extent, and until when can I be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sipur Yitzrayim? I'm not sure that the Mechilta is committed to the position that I need Matzah Umar Munachim Lefanecha for Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. To the same extent that I don't have to eat the matzah in order to fulfill the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, they're two separate mitzvahs, and they're counted independently in Taryag. They're independent as far as the kiyum. I cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah after chatzos, but I can be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim after chatzos. I am a mechilta. Okay, the mechilta, the way the Minchas Chinuch understood it, is making a complete equation between matzah and Sipur. I'm not sure that interpretation of the Mechilta is the only way to go. And who can guess what is it in the Haggadah Shel Pesach that's going to... Yeah, but whose name is in that list, Rav Vosay? Did you notice it? If you didn't notice it, then I'm sending you back to the Beis Medrash because you missed the punchline. The punchline, right, is one of the five Tanoim who's sitting in Bnei Brak is none other than our good buddy, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Now again, you can give 50 answers to that question. Maybe he was being nice about it. It was his chabura. You know, the Malbim says that they were already planning the rebellion of Bar Kokhba, so he wanted to be part of that rebellion. You can give all the different answers that you want. But if you look at it from a halachic perspective, and this brisa, this story of Bnei Brak, is being quoted, incorporated into that God in order to illustrate that Tzipi Yitzchayim counts throughout the night, I find it a little bit odd, a little bit, shall I call it, a paradoxical situation that Dafka Rav Elazar ben Azariah is there. If we reject the Minchas Chinuch for a moment, then the kash is not a kash. And I can tell you that so much ink has been spilled on this kasha. You can't pick up a Haggadah today that doesn't give you an answer to this question. What is Rav Elazar ben Azariah doing there? It's already after Chatzos. It's before Alos HaShachar. It's too late for the Mitzvah Tzipi Yitzchayim. Is he just being a nice guy? What is he doing there?
He says it's usher.
No, but are you misaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim? They were fulfilling the mitzvah Tzipias Mitzrayim. We're not just telling stories that they were in the mood to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. You can talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim 365 days a year. And it might even be a kibbutz of Talmud Torah. But to be mekayim the special mitzvah, the unique mitzvah, you got it to Labincha, show you misaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim kos alayla. And Rav Elazar ben Azariah is in the group. That I find a little bit strange. Let's take a look at the Braisa. Okay, there are two Tanoim here I want to point out to you. Mice of Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer also accepts the Shita of Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, two out of five. Maybe that's not convincing. But honestly, I'm not sure what the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tarfon is. It's Gan Shayach. I have no source for this, that Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Yeshua might in fact agree that the Korban Pesach is Nechal Ad Chatzos. So then you have four Tanoim being nice to the one Tan of Rabbi Akiva. I mean, if you want to be nice to someone with awesome kavod, it's, you know, Rabbi Akiva is the one, you know. Okay, I'm just suggesting the following. Let's just summarize my point over here. And that is that although, as far as the Hishavus HaChiyuv of Tzipi Yitzchayim, I need the Hishavus HaChiyuv of Matzah, which means I need that critical moment called what? Called Laila. But as far as the Sof Kiyu Mitzvah Tzipi Yitzchayim, to clip the wings of Tzipi Yitzchayim and say that it terminates with Chatzos, is, I would say, Mehechet Pesi. I never saw in the Mechilta an absolute tlut, a total interdependence between the mitzvah of Matzah and the mitzvah of Tzipi Yitzchayim Mitzrayim. Okay, let's get back to Minchas Chinuch. So what do we do, Aloch Lamaisa? Says the Minchas Chinuch, V'ayin Berishonim, Shehechmiru Lomar Halel Kodem Chatzos. And that's going to be the Ran on the left side of your page in the name of Tosfos. It's not our Tosfos, because our Tosfos in Masechta Megillah is very laid back about Hallel. He's allowing you to say Hallel anytime, but there are Rishonim who disagree. And that's the Ran. I mean, he has a footnote here. Ah, he has also Tshuvas HaRashba. Okay, the Rashba also encourages you to recite Hallel before Chatzos. It's getting very pressured, by the way. You know what I mean? Because Hallel, if you like to sing Hallel, and even if you read Hallel, it takes a while. And we have to fit that all in before Chatzos. That's not reflected in the poskim, in the codes. But anyway, this is what one school of thought would maintain. Then he says, "Vafilu la tosis b'megillah daf chaf aleph amud aleph." That's our tosis that we've been studying. Shekos v'dein lahachmir b'halil kevan dehu dirabonon. Even so, says the Minchas Chinuch, that's not going to give us the ability to extend the mitzvah of Sipur throughout the night. Halil, yes, throughout the night, but not Sipur. And why is that? Because Halil is only derabbanan, but Sipur is the oraisa. So even if you want to be laid back and be mekil, because we vacillate back and forth as to when, as to what we paskin in the machlokes shem Rabbi Lozab, shem Rabbi Lozab and Azari and Rabbi Akiva, and therefore you want to be mekil in halil, that's only because safek derabbanan lekula avol poshut. But is with regard to the sheet of Rabbi Lozab and Azaria, is achar chatzos kevash einu heges mitzvahs matzah is hochinami einu chayv mitzvah zu. He no longer has the mitzvah of sipri yitzis mitzrayim. Rak imlo hiskir klal chiyuv olav lahaskir kimo b'sharle. Okay, now he's talking about the different mitzvah. The mitzvah of sichiras yitzis mitzrayim avlo machmas mitzvah zu, but not as far as the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. Just one second, I think I skipped one line here. Let's go back again. Is Ein Lahachmir Bahalil? He quotes Tosfos Megill Ein Lahachmir Bahalil. Cave under who? Dirabonon. Hainu B'Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. See, there's a word missing here. Do you see that? There's a word missing here. You should read it like this. Hainu B'Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim Doraisa. Meaning, You can be mekil in halel because halel is the rabbanon, but you cannot be mekil in sipri yitzis mitzrayim, which is doraisa. And therefore, according to Rabbi Lozab and Azaria, to the same extent that you cannot eat the matzah past chatzos, you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of sipri yitzis mitzrayim after chatzos. Okay, now let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran starts with the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. Amar Rav, Achal Matzav Zman Azecher, Chatzos Lo Yotzi, Yedecho Voso, Pirish Lo Rabbi Lozman Azari, Derem Pesach, Enyo Nechal, Elad Chatzos. And now the Ran wants to know, how do we paskin? Iko Man, the Omer, the Hachi Kaimelot. That we actually paskin like Rabbi Lozman Azariah, as reflected here in the sheet of Rav. Came in the Sosam Lantana Perkam the Brochas Kavase, the Stan Hosam, Kolin Acholm the Yom, Mitzvosan Achiala Lura Shachar, the Chalom Cherav, Mitzvosan Achiala Mura Shachar, the Daikino Lobby Gemara, Vilu Achilus Psochim Lok Tony Mani, Rebbe Lozman Azariah. And not only that, it would appear Kanami, here it says Mitami Yadami and Psochim is also Ukimna Kirab Lozman Azariah, and there's a Stam Mishnah in Zvachim, Kavase, HaPesach Enu Nechal, Ela Balayla Venu Nechal, Ela Ad Chatzos. Aye, what about the Mishnah in Mesechta Megillah? There it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva, De Polagale, De Stam De Perek, HaKorias, HaMegillah, Mafreya, Dover, Shemitzvos, Balayla, Koshkol, Alayla, Minib Gmor, Lasuye, Mai, Lasuye, Achilles, Psochim, De Loker, Belos, Ben Azari. Vitalsa Stomi, Lo Alimi, Michad Stoma. Okay, this is sugya in Yevamis, not for us, but he says you don't count three stomachs against one and say rov. Mali chad stomi, mami trei stomi. Afilu hachi mesafkalon hei minayu stoma basraisa. We would really have to pass in here kibasra. We don't know which of the mishnais is the last mishnah to have been codified by Rebbe, and therefore we're up in the air. And we don't know how to determine halacha. And when is the latest time for Achilas Pesach, and therefore for Achilas Matzah? So if you don't know what to do, when in doubt, then you should be Machmir Hilkach. The bottom line, Azlinan Lechumra, Kirab Lozab Ben Azariah. Lefichach Tzorch Lizor V'lechel Kodem Chatzos Matzah Shel Afikoma. Good. So basically, if I were to summarize the Ran up until this point, it is identical to Tosfos in Megillah. So okay, it was a good chazara for us, but why did I put it on the page? Because of the very next line. Zok the Ran, Vafilu, Bekriyas HaHalil, Hichmiru b'tosvos. Just keep in mind the Ran had a Tosfos that we don't have. Hichmiru b'tosvos, Lekroso, Kodem Chatzos. So again, according to this thesis, we have to be machmir for Rabbi Lozman Azari as far as Achilas Matzah Kodem Chatzos. And now we're going a step further and we're applying that Chumrah according to this Tosfos quoted by the Ran to Kriyas HaHalel. Now, wait a minute. I'm a little confused because the Ran is explicit that we're dealing with a suffek here. We don't know how to determine halacha. And he says, misafkalon, we don't know what the halacha is. There's stam mishnah here, stam mishnah there. So if it's only midin chumrah, I would subscribe to the sheet of Tosfos and Megillah that we saw, that as far as Hal is concerned, ein lachmer kol kach sharei, neither abonon hu. And the first thought that occurred to me is that maybe the Ran maintains the Shita here in the name of Tosfos that Kriyas Hal is doraisa. The only problem is that virtually all Rishonim agree that Kriyas Hal is derabbanon. Even the Bahag himself, who counts the mitzvah of Hallel in the Taryag, would probably also agree that Hallel is only Darabonon. The question is why he feels it should be counted in Taryag. But then again, he counts other Darabonons in Taryag. But even if you assume that according to the Bahag, or maybe there are other Rishonim that would maintain that Hallel is Doraisa, Hallel is Doraisa, the Gemara derives it from Yom Simchaschem. It's hard for me to believe that Hallel, Bilel HaSeder, after you've eaten the matzah, that halal is doraisa.
Or is it compared enough to the first two parts of the halal you say before matzah and the rest you say...
You mean if maybe he's only referring to the first two parashiyos of Hallel? I don't know. He says Kriyas HaHallel. The real tension here is with the last part of Hallel. Yeah. You know, that's to get it in under the wire before Chatzos according to this Chumrah. But Rabbo said, what would be the answer to my question? Let's lay down the premise that Hallel is indeed the Rabbanon, and Tosu would not question that premise. But what rule of thumb applies to the Rabbanons? Is it always Safik the Rabbanon Lekula? Is that an absolute rule without any exception? In fact, there are two types of the Rabbanons. I mean, this is a Tosu at the beginning of Beitza. I think we discussed when we spoke about Muktzah, that if Muktzah is the Rabbanon, who remembers? Nobody remembers. Okay. So Tosfos is of the opinion that there are two categories of the Rabbanos. There's what's called Dover Sheish Lo Ikro Min HaTorah, which means the Rabbanon are extending a Doraisa. And then there's Dover Sheish Lo Ikar Min HaTorah. For example, Tosfos would say that maintains that Trumas Yerakos, which is only the Rabbanon, is you're not allowed to be Mavata L'chatchila. That's, I can't take Trumas Yerakos and mix it together with Yerakos Shel Chulin and be mevatel, because we have a principle called ein mevatlin isa l'chatchila. On the other hand, when it comes to muktzah, again, this is many different shitas, but according to that particular tosis, is marba olav eitzim u'mevatlo. Like if an eitz falls off, you're allowed to be mevatel l'chatchila. And tosis says, I ein mevatlin isa l'chatchila. That doesn't apply to a drabbanon if the drabbanon ein lo ikar min haTorah. And then Tosfos extends it to what's called Chulin Shenich Shetu Bazara, because we pass on Grab Shimon, is Chulin Shenich Shetu Bazara Lav Do Raisa, which means it ain't lo ikar min hator. Is Rabosai, if you jack up the status of a Drabbanon because yesh lo ikar min haTorah, meaning if there's a basis, you know, the Torah says you have to give Truma from Zaysim Vanovin. Now the Rabbanon are going to extend it to Peros and Yerakos. But it's Yesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah. The Rabbanon is simply extending and expanding a Doraisa. And therefore, Tosfos says, I have the right to jack it up to a high status. What would you say about Hallel? What mitzvah do I have in mind that perhaps the Rabbanon enhanced that mitzvah by adding Hallel? Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. Because what is Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim? If you take a look, for example, in Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel on the Pasuk Ve'igadata, he says Vishibachta. I mean, he says in Aramaic, but he says Shevach. That the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim is ultimately for the goal of praise to Hashem. It's a form of Hallel. Or, I'll give you another example. Yeah, why in the middle of that God, l'fichach hanachnu chayovim lahodus al halel? But a third example, which parasha do we spend so much time on? The Rambam says that's the ikar mitzvah of the night. The parasha of Bikurim in Parshas Kisavo. What does the parasha of Bikurim have to do with Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim? I heard from my Rebbe many times. It's not coincidental that when the Chachamim looked for a parasha in the Torah for the mitzvah of Sipur, they stretched their arm out to the parasha Kitov of Mikra Bikurim. Because when a person brings his Bikurim, what mitzvah applies to him? Why does he read that parasha? It's Hodah, it's Shevach, it's praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal understood that ultimately the essence of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Shevach V'Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, although it's true that the particular structure of Hallel and the form, the choice of those particular chapters is only Derabbanan, but nevertheless, there is at least room logically to argue that the mitzvah of Hallel, when established by the Rabbanan Leil HaPesach, was not just a separate independent mitzvah of Hallel, but rather it was placed as an extension in this framework of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, the rules that govern Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah d'oraisa, the Rabbanan will now extend those rules to Hallel, insofar as Hallel was established by the Rabbanan as an extension, as part and parcel of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If that be the case, I can justify the Ran's conclusion in the name of Tosfos. We don't have this Tosfos, that Yesh Lahachmir with regard to Hallel, to be careful about reciting Hallel before Chatzos, even though Hallel undoubtedly is Derabbanan, the whole Takon of Hallel is Derabbanan, but nevertheless, it's an upgraded kind of Chiyuv Derabbanan, because it's not just a mitzvah bifnei atzma, it's not just something that, you know, floats through space as an entity unto itself, but rather it's incorporated by the Rabbanan into the fabric and the framework of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias
Mitzrayim. Why the Rabbanan? It's a continuation of Sipur. It's part of the Sipur itself.
Might be a kiyum d'oraisa, maybe a chiyuv d'rabbanan with a kiyum d'oraisa. And what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, name, Hallel is Hallel and Sipur is Sipur. Sipur means to tell the story, to re-experience Yetzias Mitzrayim, Avodim Ayinu Lefar Mitzrayim, and that's the mitzvah. Chachamim added another mitzvah. That's a separate independent mitzvah of Shevach Vodoya. Just like the Rabbanan established Hallel on many different occasions, Arba'at Tzarech Lahodos, and you have a Chiyuv Hallel, here's another case, another occasion in which a person left Mitzrayim because Chayav Adam Liris Esatzmo, he has to be Meshabeach, his master for having freed him, and therefore he recites Hallel. And therefore, Tosfos of the opinion that Hallel is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, we can be mekil and extend the mitzvah throughout the night, whereas Hallel, according to Tosfos, quoted by the Ran, is to be viewed as a d'oraisa, and we should be machmir. And therefore, finish Hallel before Chatzos. Rabosa, I'm not telling you to walk out of here and drive yourself crazy next Pesach and finish Hallel before Chatzos. Let me do that. You know, I'll do that, because once I learn alumnus, I get very excited about it. But Lalach, the poskim say that you can recite Hallel after Chatzos, and that's fine.
Where do we stand with Sipur?
So Sipur goes like this. According to Minchas Chinuch, Sipur has to terminate by Chatzos. According to the school of Rishonim, that maintain that the Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. However, he says that since that's only a chumrah, we will only apply that chumrah to the d'oraisa halacha, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. As far as Hallel is concerned, he says, since it's only a chumrah, we're not absolutely sure and convinced that the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, therefore we can be mekil as far as Hallel is concerned. Then at the end piece, he says, Yesh mekil v'yomim d'stomachit, Rabbi Akiva, that we bask in, like Rabbi Akiva. In which case, we can eat the matzah after Chatzos, and we can be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim after Chatzos. But at the end of the day, the Ran gives it, he gives this second sheet a bad grade, you know, bad publicity, and he says, the ain roy lahakil bekach.
I can't understand the eating at the carbon base at by a certain time is a chumrah. You have to finish it. But in Sipur, the chumrah would be to stay up all night doing it. The chumrah would be to finish early. The chumrah would be to go as long as you can.
Well, you could look at it both ways. I mean, on the one hand, what we're saying is that if you woke up after Chatzos, get ended, finito. the mitzvah's gone. That's a terrible chumra, you know, that you forfeit the mitzvah because he didn't fulfill it before Chatzos. And not only that, we could, if we had the time, if you're interested, we could do this at a different time. You could break down Sipur Tzitzchayim into many component parts, all of which, according to Michas Chinuch, should be fulfilled, and this is really the Ran himself, before Chatzos. I mean, that's going to drive you a little bit
crazy. Not the Ran, the Haggadah itself, that's all you otherwise.
You know, which Maaser Rav?
The one that we chose, the five rabbis.
Oh, the Maaser Rav, yeah. That's what I wanted to suggest, that maybe as far as Achilas Matzah is concerned, you would have to eat the matzah before Chatzos, because we have to accept, or at least take into consideration, the Shita of Lozman Azariah, but as far as Sipur Tzitzchayim, is the Kol HaLaila Mitzvah. Even though the mitzvah in its inception depends upon matzah, but it's in conclusion, you know, it's not a bookends, in its end, it's a separate, independent mitzvah.
That's why it's not emphasized in the Nebra. We were even with the Rebbe Akiva, that's his town, he's the Mor Hadassah.
Yeah.
So even though they held different shitas, they followed him.
It's possible. Or alternatively, they too held that Sipur Tzitzchayim is independent of the mitzvah of matzah.
Does everybody hold that Sipur Tzitzchayim is derisive?
99.9. I think there's some Rabbeinu Daniel Abavli or someone who holds not like
trouble
that.
With it saying, Kol HaMarbe L'Sapir V'Sias Mitzrayim HaRezeh Meshubah. If you're going to derisive, what are you talking about HaRezeh Meshubah?
Right, but the mitzvah d'oraisa has a minimum shear. You know, you have to X, Y, and Z. After that, it's called.
Nobody says if you wear two pairs of tzitzis, you know, of begadim.
Well, take for example the Rambam in Vidu. He says the Vidu is a mitzvah say. Rambam, you know, doesn't count tshuva, and he writes called a marvelous vados, a reizim mishuva. Now, the Arezim Meshubach in Ribui Dvarim is not unique to Leil HaPesach. It applies on Yom Kippur as well. Okay. But Rabosai, I give me just 5 more minutes, because I have here something that I want to share with you that I found here in a sefer. I found it in 2 places. One I found in Harei Kedem from my friend Rabbi Shurkin, and I found it also in a Haggadah Shel Pesach that was published by Rabbi Yitzhak Lichtenstein, who just got up from Shiva, lost his father. And take a look for a moment, just to give you the background, at this mechilta, not the first mechilta that we saw, but this is the second mechilta. That's on your page 1. Mechilta says, Ma ha'edus v'achukim, right, this is the question of the Ben HaChacham, is Rabbi Eliezer Omer, minayin ata omer shem hoysa chabura shel chachamim, o shel talmidim, Shetzrichim lasok behilchas haPesach ad chatzos. Please underline those 2 words. Lekach nemar maha edus. Now, there's a chabur of chachamim, of talmidim, and there's a chiyuv to be osek behilchas haPesach. Very fascinating. You may remember that in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, when the Ben Chacham asks the question, Mo'aedus v'chukim v'mishpatim, Afata omer lo kehilchos ha-Pesach. And the source for this is apparently this mechilta. We wouldn't have thought, at least I wouldn't have anticipated, that the mitzvah halayla is to learn Hilchos Pesach, you know, to sit there with the Mishnah Berurah and plow through Hilchos ha-Pesach. But as I state, that's what it says here. It says it here, number 1, in the mechilta, on the question of the Ben HaChacham. Number 2, it says in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the answer that we give to the Chacham. And then it says, Ein maftir nach HaPesach afikoma. So the Vilna Gaon has a slight change in the Girsa. This is very well known. The Gaon's Girsa is Ad Ein maftir. He has the word Ad. Because Ein maftir nach HaPesach afikoma is the last Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim, and basically it means that we have to teach the Ben HaChacham Hilchos HaPesach from beginning till the end. However, Rabosai the Tosefta in Pesachim, Perek Yud, Tosefta Ches, says, Chayav Adam Lasok Behilchas HaPesach Kol HaLaila. Notice, please, the difference between the Mechilta and the Tosefta. The Mechilta says, Sheim Haisa Chabur Shel Chacham Shel Talmidim Tzrichim Lasok Behilchas HaPesach till when? Ad Chatzos. Whereas the Tosefta says, Kol HaLaila. And Rabosai, I'm tempted to think that there's a machlokas here between the Mechilta and the Tosefta, but it's not an original machlokas. It's really an old, ancient machlokas. Which machlokas am I referring to? The Blos Ben Azari and Rabbi Akiva. Meaning that if we accept the thesis of the Minchas Chinuch, namely, that the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzis Shraim, according to Rabbi Blos Ben Azari, like the mitzvah of Pesach, like the mitzvah of Matzah Bavrozeh, terminates with Chatzos, then insofar as Mo'edus Vachukim, the response to the Berachokam, is Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim, it too has to terminate by Chatzos. If on the other hand, and here I'm pushing for the Tosefta in Psakim, I maintain the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, namely that the mitzvah of Matzah, and therefore ipso facto the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim extends throughout the entire night, therefore, Chayiv Adam Lasok B'Hilchos HaPesach Kol HaLaila. So even though the Tosefta and the Mechilta are anonymous, although if you look at the Mechilta, it says Rabbi Eliezer, who's probably the Rabbi Eliezer who maintains the Shita of Ad Chatzos. Might even be Rabbi Eliezer and Azari, I don't know. But that's Rabbi Eliezer and Azari. But anyway, Rabbi Eliezer is certainly on board with Rabbi Eliezer and Azari and the mitzvah of Pesach is Ad Chatzos, and if you accept the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah of Sipi Tzayim is Ad Chatzos. Therefore, this halacha within the framework of Sipi Tzayim to learn the halachos of Pesach terminates, that kiyum terminates with Chatzos, and therefore the Mechilta is very gishmak. On the other hand, the Tosefta is also very gishmak, because Tosefta reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. But perhaps our both that we could go a step further. And this is what I saw in two places, in Rav Lichtenstein and in Rav Shurkin Sefer, both in the name of the Rav. And this is a fascinating insight. If you take a look at the Maisa B'Bnei Brak, it says, "V'hayu misaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim kol osa alayla." And the Rav Zichron Levracha wants to suggest that there are two different kiyumim, or two different dimensions, perhaps, to the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. One is kipshuto, lesapir b'yitzias Mitzrayim, to tell the stories of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the other is to learn the halachos under the parash of Mo'edus v'chukim v'mishpatim. Edus chukim mishpatim means to learn the halachos. The limud halachos is another dimension of the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ah, now that we have tzvei dinim, or two kiyumim, within the context of the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, we can justify that there's a difference, a fundamental difference, in terms of the point of termination of these two dimensions. The mitzvah of limud halachos, to study the halachos of matzah, of Pesach, ein maftir nachar Pesach afikoman, that dimension of Yitzias mitzvah, of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, has to terminate when? When the mitzvah of Pesach terminates. To use the phrase of the Minchas Chinuch, after Chatzos, the matzah is like the rest of Pesach or the rest of the year. You don't want to eat matzah today, eat matzah today. It has no status. It's absurd to learn the halachas of matzah, of Korban Pesach, beyond the moment of mitzvahs, achilas, matzah, mitzvah, achilas, Pesach. However, there's another kiyum of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's that? Sapir benisim sha'iru lanu v'lavoseinu b'mitzrayim. That mitzvah stands on its own two feet. So when we read the Haggadah and the Maisa b'Bnei Brak, and amongst the Tanoim there's at least one or two, if not four out of five, who maintain that the mitzvah achilas matzah v'achilas Pesach terminates with Chatzos, nevertheless they were misaprim b'yitzis Mitzrayim kolos halayla, that dimension of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is not limud halachos, but to talk about the nisim and the flows of the Leil HaGeula, that Leil HaGeula extends throughout the night. For you misaprim b'yitzis Mitzrayim kolos halayla, says the Rav. But what about the Tosefta? What about, the Mechilta? The Mechilta says that they were osek Behilchas HaPesach Ad Chatzos. Why Ad Chatzos? The answer is because that dimension of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, namely Limud HaLachos, that's only sensible, it's only possible as long as there's a mitzvah of Pesach, as long as there's a mitzvah of Matzah. But since, reflecting the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we paskin that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Achilas Pesach terminates with Chatzos, therefore the Limud Halachos also terminates with Chatzos.
Not Rabbi Kiva, so he stopped just for the honor of Rabbi Lozan Azari. Or because majority.
Where's Rabbi Kiva? I lost
that
you.
That night, it's Misaprim, but according to Rabbi Kiva, it wouldn't be just Misaprim. We have to do Misaprim and Hilchos Pesach.
Right. Your question is, which comes first? Meaning, shall we choose Limud Halachos at the expense of Sipitzis Mitzrayim, or Sipitzis Mitzrayim at the expense of Limud Halachos?
Flip it the other way around.
Which comes first?
Because
takes primary precedence?
At the end of Megillah, at the end of the sentence of Megillah, where it says that, you know, you should learn Hilchos Pesach v'Pesach and Chag v'Chag. The pshat is that the first day, it's not the Shloshim Yom before is one thing, but still that the actual Iker mitzvah of Hilchos Pesach is the Yom Rishon Shel Chag.
So not only Biyom Rishon, but it's a halacha of Limud Hilchos Pesach B'Shosh Yesh Matzah Umara Munachim Lefanecha. And you're limited to the time of the mitzvah and the key mitzvah of Pesach and Matzah. That has nothing to do with Kodem Lecha.
But you're negating your own pshat because you learned
what?
Before that was only when the Chalos mitzvah is when it started, but not when it ends.
No, that's only what I said before. Is right as far as Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Bavur Zeh, we can accept the Minchas Chinuch because the Bavur Zeh is referring to Limud Halachos. And the Limud Halachos dimension of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to terminate with Chatzos, B'Shosh Yesh Matzah Umar Munachim Lefnech, because according to Rav Lozman Azariah, after Chatzos, it's no longer Matzah Umar Munachim Lefnech. But both say what we didn't get a chance to do, and it's up to you if you want to talk about this at a different occasion, because we ran out of time, is the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer wants to get us out of tension. Why be in angst, like a true blue Litvak, to make sure that you finish your matzah before Chatzos, the Afikomen before Chatzos? It's going to drive you absolutely nuts. So a good Hasidic Rebbe wants to feel compassionate towards his flock. So the Avnei Nezer, the Sukkot Shavuot Rebbe, came up with an ingenious system. Hopefully it's a switch that's kosher, in order to solve the problem of how to finish your afikomen before Chatzos and yet continue with your festivities on this night. And what he suggests is that you eat a kezayis matzah before Chatzos with a tanai. And you say the following: if the halacha is like Rav Loz ben Azari, this is my afikomen. And if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, then I'm going to eat another afikomen when I finally finish my seder at 3 in the morning.
No, you got to put the other part of the tonight. The other part of tonight is that even according to the halacha, ben Azariah, I have to finish afikomen by chatzos. But Rabbi Loza ben Azariah also holds that after chatzos, you can eat again.
Oh, so that's where the problem is. You see, the Avnei Nezer makes a premise, and he never analyzes this premise. He assumes between the lines that since the mitzvah of matzah terminates with chatzos, therefore the prohibition against eating, right? You're not allowed to eat after the afikomen, ein maftir nachar pesach afikomen. That halacha terminates with the termination of the mitzvah achilas matzah. He never proves that premise. Follow this in a word. What he's saying is, all I have to do is eat my kezayis matzah as afikomen according to Rebbe, before chatzos. Once I do so, chatzos passes, the mitzvah of achilas matzah is gone, and therefore according to Rebbe Lozman and Azariah, I can eat a suda. We have the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is going to require the afikomen at the end of your suda, which you haven't fulfilled because you're continuing your suda after chatzos. Says the Avnei Nezer, I'll cover my ground for Rabbi Akiva by eating another kezayis for afikomen at the end of my suda, the middle of the night. But what the Avnei Nezer fails to clarify for us is that as soon as the Zman Achilas Matzah terminates with Chatzos going to Rav Lozman Azariah, ipso facto, at that moment, I'm allowed to continue my Suda. And the Halach of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen, which enjoins me from eating after the Afikomen, is completely lifted. How does he know that? And in fact, the Balamor is of the opinion that the entire Halacha of not eating after the afikomen is meant to remind you to recite Hallel. Chazal were afraid that you might not recite Hallel. So what they said to you is, you should keep the tam matzah b'fiv, don't eat anything after the matzah the afikoman, and by keeping the tam matzah b'fiv, you will be reminded that you have to say halal. It's not then according to the Avnei Nezer. We're not going to solve our problem according to Malamor by eating a kazayis afikoman a minute before chatzos. We're going to have to do more than that. We're going to have to eat our afikoman before chatzos and then get in all of halal before chatzos. But the story, Rabosa, is much more complicated than that. And not all the poskim, trust me on this, were happy with this Avnei Nezer. It's a brilliant chav. But it doesn't work with many, many of the Rishon. All right, we'll stop here.
The one thing, I'll tell you about Matthew. The reason it works because of the time. Avnei Nezer is not saying that just paskin according to Rav Azaria, eat your matzah before Patros, and then go ahead and eat all you want afterwards. He only says it because of the time that you're also going to be Mekayim according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to eat another kazayas.
Right, but he claims he satisfied Rav Azaria this tonight, right? But he didn't really satisfy Rav Elazar ben Azaria.
No, wait a minute. Is it, the Gemara says is that Rav Elazar ben Azaria, you should, is the problem is that you're not going to have tam matzah the feed afterwards.
Right.
So he says that's not a problem because you have to be the kind of on the half of mine, which is to eat a kazayis again in order to fulfill Rabbi Akiva. Then you're going to have tam matzah the feed again. So then you're not going to have to worry.
No, Alan. Yeah. Tam matzah b'fiv, according to Rav Elazar ben Azaria, must be achieved before chatzos. It's not just tam eat a matzah.
No, what I'm saying is, what bothers a lot of people about the Avnei Nezer is that after chatzos, if you go ahead and eat, then you don't have tam matzah b'fiv anymore.
Yeah.
According to Rav Elazar. So that's a problem, because the Gemara says that's a requirement to have tam matzah b'fiv.
No, but tam matzah b'fiv says the Avnei Nezer only applies when there's matzah. If it's no matzah, then it's like Tu B'Shvat. So therefore, once Chatzos passes and the clock strikes midnight, I no longer need. No, but I'm asking you. Wait a minute. Let's go slowly. Forget about Rabbi Akiva for a minute. Let's square with Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. We have to be machir from Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. We got to eat the matzah before Chatzos, correct?
Right.
And then we have tam matzah b'fiv.
Right.
Says the Avnei Nezer, I am going to continue my suda, no problem. Because it's after Chatzos, and after Chatzos there's no matzah.
100%.
Doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Well, that's where we object.
According to Rav Elazar ben Azaria, it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Why is it not okay?
Because the Baal HaMor says that the reason why you require tamatzah b'fiv is to guarantee that you recite Hallel.
Now listen carefully, okay?
Yeah.
So that we're talking Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh, what do we do? Praktish, okay?
Yeah.
That's all the Avnei Nezer is concerned about, a praktish solution, right?
Right,
Bizman,
right.
Because if we had a corporate pass out through this whole thing, the discussion. But in any case here, so you finish by chatzos, and you go ahead and you finish your meal.
But what do you finish by chatzos?
You finish
the afikoman.
Afikoman.
That's
right.
What says the Avnei Nezer.
Yeah.
According to Malmur, that's not enough.
No, wait a minute.
You have to recite Hallel.
Yeah, but
before chatzos.
That's what Malamora says. All right, so he doesn't eat.
Okay. No, I'm just saying.
No, but I'm
wait a minute. No, you can't just wipe your hands of the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor was one of the Gedolei Rishonim. The Avnei Nezer is sitting on.
Azaria is not a Rishon. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, I'm just saying.
You can't. Just because Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says that there's no mitzvah of matzah after chatzos, does that mean ipso facto that I can eat after chatzos? That's the assumption of the Avnei Nezer. The Baal HaMor was not saying so. The Baal HaMor is saying, and it has nothing to do with Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. The Baal HaMor is saying that the reason why you can't be maftir achar afikoman is to guarantee that you recite how.
So what does Baal HaMor do with Tosfos, which says that you don't have to.
No, Baal HaMor is not on the page of Tosfos. I'm just saying.
So I don't have to.
Okay.
Baal HaMor.
Okay. So if the Avnei Nezer is not interested in the Baal HaMor, that's fine.
Yeah.
But Alan, it's not just the Baal HaMor. The Ramban disagrees with the Baal HaMor and says he claims that it has nothing to do with Halel. He claims that there's halach in Seuda, that the Seuda has to be completed with matzah. And which matzah? Dafka the matzah of mitzvah.
What I want to answer.
That can't square with the Avnei Nezer.
Yes, it does.
How?
Because the Avnei Nezer is a whole package. Avnei Nezer is not just Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The second part of the
nobody has to satisfy Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Here's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Is he satisfying Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Not according to Ramban, because the Ramban says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Eim Aftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen means that your Gmar Seuda has to be the Afikomen.
But that doesn't mean Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that way. Doesn't mean you could.
What do you mean? That's the Ramban. You want?
No, because the Rabbi Nezer.
The Avnei Nezer doesn't have to care about the Ramban. The Ramban was 1,000 years before the Avnei Nezer.
But the Avnei Nezer is saying that's what Rabbi Lazar Azariah Shita is, that you don't have to be finished with.
Yeah, but you can't. The Avnei Nezer doesn't have the audacity to paskin lahalach against the Rishonim.
All right, I hear what you're saying.
That he can't do. So forget about Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, brilliant. Chap, we're going to eat another Afikomen afterwards to satisfy Rabbi Akiva. Wonderful. But you haven't satisfied the principle of Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikomen according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He assumes the Avnei Nezer that since the mitzvah of matzah terminates with Chatzos according to Rabbi Akiva, therefore the halacha of Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikomen, the requirement of Tam Matzah Befiv, dissipates.
I hear you.
It becomes invisible with Chatzos. That's not
is,
so.
All I'm saying is praktish. If you do both, ends of the Avnei Nezer, so you're not going to finish by Chatzos. You're a Suda. So what you do is you do the Mitzvah,
right?
Then you wait after Chatzos. You continue your meal, and you say, "Well, wait a minute. The Gemara makes this whole big deal about that you have to forget about the Ramban right now. That you have to have Tam Matzah Befiv, right? And you're not going to have Tam Matzah Befiv because you already ate the Afikomen, and now you're eating your meal again."
Says the Avnei Nezer, you'll eat another Kizayis. So you'll have Tam Matzah Befiv.
Exactly.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that Tam Matzah Befiv will not satisfy Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
No, it
will be a violation of the rule of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen, because Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah extends even beyond Chatzos.
Let me ask you a question.
Because the Tam Matzah Befiv according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has to be the Tam of the Afikomen, and you're going ahead and you're continuing Yesuda after Chatzos. You've undermined the rule of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen.
Now what does that undermining do? Let's say there is no Rabbi Akiva.
I don't know if it's an Isur of a Bittul Kiyum. I understand your question.
What I'm saying is, so what? I didn't lose my Afikomen. I didn't lose my mitzvah of my Afikomen. I ate after Chatzos.
Okay, that's not something that you should be blinking about.
I'm not saying that.
It's a Mishnah. You know what I'm saying? You're violating a Mishnah. You know what I'm saying? With all due respect to the Avnei Nezer, I'm a big fan of the Avnei Nezer, but you can't just. He's a genius of Jesus, but you can't.
He was on the Pesach Torah, too.
You can't just. Puff away a Mishnah.
No, there's
one Rambam that was the last source on your page, if you got the Mar Makomas page, that might support the Avnei Nezer's approach, but he doesn't quote this Rambam. And the Rambam says,
right.
Those three words might support the Avnei
Nezer. That's very good. That's a nice.
So if you have a chance, I didn't get a chance to photocopy this for the Chevra, but take a look. This is from Rav Shurkin Sefer, the Hari Ked. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I think, maybe I'll look at it, but I think.
Not now.
I think Huda may have sent it to me.
When did he send it to you?
The other day, a few days ago.
On Afikomen? Yeah. How did he know that we were going to. He must be a Navi.
I don't know.
He has Ruach HaKodesh amongst his various talents. Give me 1 minute, Alan. Yeah. 1 minute. Okay. I'm just going to. Let's change the topic.